God have you. Glad to have Miss Dana with us this morning. Glad to have you this morning. Hallelujah. I love it when the Holy Spirit just drops a word into you. And it's not a struggle. And it's like, okay, God, let's go with this. So yesterday was one of those days. And it's a prophetic word. Hallelujah. That where God is saying this is a season for it. So I'm excited about this word today. I believe that we're going to create an atmosphere for what God is doing in this season. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, Glenn? I'm all right. So I'm going to read the word to you, and then we're going to minister from that. And we're going to go with it. Father, thank you for your word that was dropped into my spirit yesterday. Oh, Lord, thank you that we are creating an atmosphere, Holy Spirit, by the Holy Spirit, creating an atmosphere for you to come and birth some things in us and through us in this season, God. And that we are going forward in Jesus' name. And the word is this: we are entering into a season of great opportunity. For I am hearing the Spirit of the Lord say, now is the time to stretch forth the stakes of your tents, for the big haul is here. I'm going to read that again. We are entering into a season of great opportunity. For I am hearing the Spirit of the Lord say, now is the time to stretch forth the stakes of your tents, for the big haul is here. Woo! An abundance of my miracles are settling upon my sons and daughters in this time. Wow. Reach forth and grab yours. Yeah. No lagging behind in this time. Don't settle for just as it is, but launch forth into the deep. Ah, yes, that is where it is, in the deep. For you will go where the water is deep. The deep water of my healing. The deep water of provision. The deep water of my mercy. As you experience a new wave of my glory. Shout with the voice of victory, for it is yours, says the Lord. Can I get a shout from the people of God? It says, shout with the voice of victory, for it is yours. Woo! Says the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Praise God, the big haul is here. Amen. So the word starts out by saying that we are entering into a season of great opportunities. Wow. And I began to think here a while back about words that God speaks, and he said, now is the time, and it was dropped into my spirit that when that begins to happen, somebody has touched heaven with intercession. Somebody has prayed and come into agreement with whatsoever you want to do, God. We're here, and we're open, and we're ready. Amen. So we are entering into a season of great opportunities. And I got to thinking about that, and it means a favorable time. Wow. A favorable time. Psalms 5:12 says, for you, O Lord, for you, O Lord, bless the righteous with favor. You will surround him as with a shield. You're surrounded by the favor of God. And you can't get out of it. Why? Because you're hooked up. You're hooked up with God and Holy Spirit. Psalms 102:12-13 says, thou shalt arise and have mercy on Zion. Have mercy on Zion. Have mercy on the church. For the time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come. We are in that set time of great opportunity. Don't let it pass you by. Amen. Glory to God. There's a set time for the favor of God to manifest in your life. And we've been talking about how that we create an atmosphere for the presence of God. We create an atmosphere when we praise and we worship it, and we begin to confess the word. We are creating an atmosphere for Holy Spirit to come down and begin to do what he so longs to do for the Father to his people and his sons and daughters. Ha. Time is generally defined in the Greek as chronos or kairos. And chronos represents a chronological time that's calculated in seconds and minutes and hours and days, weeks, months, years, decades, and even centuries. But kairos represents a God-appointed when something is to occur. And we are in that time right now. We're in that set time right now, church. It represents a God-appointed time when something is to occur. In other words, it's bound to happen. And when you're bound to the Holy Ghost, it's bound to happen. Amen. Amen? So it's God's divine intervention in your life, a season of acceleration, or bring to pass some occurrence or event on your behalf. You are favored by God in this season of great opportunity. A moment that is unplanned. A time when God decides that he's going to favor you. A moment, unexpected, talking about the suddenlies we talked about. An unscheduled when God decides to bless you or favor you. In other words, kairos is a time when God decides that he's going to do you a favor. Not because of anything you've done, simply because you're his son and his daughter. And he wants to favor you. Because you're highly favored by him. It's an uncommon blessing or breakthrough that God himself has orchestrated or ordained for your life. And sometimes when God decides to favor you and everybody's standing around saying, why her, why him? It can't be explained. It can't be explained to existence and it can't be explained away. All you can say is that it's supernatural. And it's from the realm of glory. I didn't deserve it. I didn't do anything. But God has highly favored us. God has highly favored you. So it has nothing to do with how you look, how educated you may be, how poor or rich, if you consider financially, social and economic status. It doesn't matter of any or your education or any of those things. It's simply because you're a child of God. That you are highly favored in this season of opportunities. So you're not disqualified in this season of opportunity. You may have experienced some misfortune or dilemma in your life this year that doesn't disqualify you. You may slip back into an old habit or an old addiction. That doesn't disqualify you. You just pick up where you left off and keep going. And that's the goodness of God, that you don't have to go back and start all over when you mess up. He says, just pick yourself up. Dust the seat of your pants and keep on going. Because I've not condemned you. The devil may condemn you, but I've not condemned you. Just pick up where you start, where you left off, and keep going. The favor of God does not influence your life because of who you are or what you've done. But it comes in your life because of who God is. And who he is to you. And once you begin to discern that and grab a hold of that, things are going to begin to shift in your favor. And as I was thinking about God's divine favor, I could not help but go back and think about Esther, an orphan girl, who had gone through so much turmoil during the course of her life. But somehow, in spite of all of that, she found grace and favor in the eyes of God. She lost both parents, forced to grow up at a time when her people, the Jews, were under great persecution. A moment of crisis in the kingdom of Shushan presented a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for Esther. Again, because of the favor of God in her life. Remember I said before, sometimes all you got to do is show up. And sometimes we get that attitude, I showed up. You know, sometimes you think, God, they showed up, just don't have anything to do with it. But I'm telling you what, you just show up and God's going to do it in spite of yourself. He's going to override your bad attitude, your bad behavior, and he's going to show his goodness to you in spite of yourself. Amen, because that's his love for you. So the removal of Vashti as queen created a glorious moment of God to display his power through Esther, and it set in a place a divine plan for the deliverance of his people. So sometimes we've had people removed from our lives, and we wonder why. And when you know that they've been removed for purpose, don't go try to grab them and bring them back into your life, because they could be a stumbling block. And it doesn't mean that you don't love them, but you can love people from afar without fellowshipping them around them. Amen? So this here, it says here that the removal of the queen created a glorious moment for God. So sometimes God moves people from your life. Sometimes he moves things from your life so that the divine favor can be showed on your behalf. Amen? Let them go. Let him go. I know it's hard. I know it hurts. But let him go. Because God is needing maybe to do something for them. Amen? So the removal of Vashti as a queen created this glorious moment for Esther. And Esther 2:15 says, "And when the turn of Esther came," this clearly means that God had an appointed time when he's going to turn your situation around. You may be suddenly going in one direction, and you've prayed about something, and you've prayed about something, and suddenly God's going to turn that situation around. Wow. He's going to favor you. And so Esther's turn came, and immediately she went from rags to riches, from poverty to a wealthy place. And that suddenly it's going to happen in this season of opportunities for you. You're going to be going from this place to that place suddenly. Amen. She didn't have to fight, manipulate, or buy her way to success, and neither will you. The scepter was simply extended to her. And that's what he says with this word. He said, "Listen, I'm offering to you this season of opportunities, this season of being highly favored. Will you receive it? Will you walk in it? Will you believe it? Will you grab hold of it?" In that single moment, God determined that it was Esther's turn, and her entire life changed. Can I get somebody to say, "It's my turn. It's my turn. It's my season for turnaround." Amen. So, and I decree and declare that the favor of God is surrounding you like a shield, and it's going to change your entire life. And as you go forth in this season, I declare to you now that you will have divine encounters, that great doors of opportunities will be opened for you, that heaven will open over your life in this season, and that your set time of favor has come in Jesus' name. And the next word that he gave us, now is the time to stretch forth the stakes of your tents, for the big haul is here. Wow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isaiah 54:2 tells us, "Enlarge the places of your tent. Let them stretch forth. The curtains of your habitation spare not. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes." Wow. The Passion Translation reads it like this: "Increase is coming. So enlarge your tent." Sounds like the big hall. "And add extensions to your dwelling. Hold nothing back. Make the tent ropes longer and the pegs stronger." Woo! Stretching out and reaching higher is what that's saying. In this time of Israel's history, she was regarded as a barren woman because she had no children, even though she had a husband who was Jehovah. God had plans for increase by causing Israel to burst forth as water. And the overflow would be so great that they would have to enlarge their tents, enlarge the ropes and tent pegs. In other words, Israel would have to stretch to receive this great increase. Some of you have been feeling stretched lately. And you think it's of the enemy. And you've been rebuking the enemy. And it's not done any good. It's getting stronger. But it's the Holy Ghost that's stretching you. That's causing you to stretch. To believe bigger. To believe more. And to not to stay the same. And sometimes it hurts to stretch. You ever exercised your muscles and it hurts and you're sore for days? And sometimes we get sore in the spiritual realm because we're being stretched. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The singing and shouting for joy would come because of the increase of children. And these weren't natural children. These were spiritual children who had come from the Gentile nation. And on the right hand and on the left, meaning on all sides, these children would come. Laverne was talking about them coming from the north, from the east, from the south, and the west. So by spreading the word of God to the Gentile nations, Israel will be enlarging their tent. We as the Christian church today, we as the church, is viewed as a continuation of the Jewish church. The cities of those lands, desolate of then without godly inhabitants, under those conditions came to be inhabited, will be populated by faithful men. Wow. The tent of God has never changed. The plan of God has never changed, church. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And this growth is going to continue even today. The church must be willing to stretch beyond where they're at the moment. Because only when you're stretched can you grow. And stretching is not easy sometimes. And we all have different personalities and different gifts and all those things. But until we're stretched, we'll not realize our greatest potential. And it's through the challenges of life and the circumstances of the things of life that we're challenged with that makes this happen. That makes this happen. The stretching that makes this happen. And I believe this is a message for us today. You may have been fruitless in the past. You may have seemed barren in the past. You may seem like nothing is happening. You may have been seriously discouraged. But I've come to tell you to rejoice. Burst forth into singing. You will remember your past no more. Barrenness is not a permanent condition. Philippians 4:4 tells us to rejoice in the Lord always. Delight, gladden yourselves to him. And again, Paul says rejoice. So he's telling us twice there, rejoice. And then he says again, I say rejoice. You will spread out to the left and to the right. And then the word goes on to tell us, an abundance of my miracles are settling upon my sons and daughters in this time. Reach forth and grab yours. Reach forth and grab yours. No lagging behind in this season. Wow. Lag is often used to reference to a video game to describe the delay between an action by a player and the reaction of the game. Think about that for a minute. Wow. In distributed application, lag is often caused by communication latency, which is the time taken for a sent packet of data to be received at the other end. You remember the teaching I taught on chatter? Sometimes if we listen to all the chatter that's around us, we're not hearing. We're not hearing, we're not receiving. And I believe the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, is constantly downloading all the time. God is a speaking God, and I believe he speaks to us all the time. And sometimes we're not getting the download because of the chatter. Amen. So he's constantly downloading to us. But we're the ones who has the delayed reaction time. You know, because sometimes of doubt and unbelief. Well, you think God would really do that for me in this season? Is she talking about me this morning? You're the very one that the Holy Spirit is talking about this morning. So we're being commanded, not asked to. We're being commanded not to lag behind. So we want to be right in the middle of what God is doing right now. Amen. So reach forth and grab, he tells us. Your miracle today is they are setting us upon us in this season. Don't miss your opportunity, your season of opportunity. Don't miss it. So what do you need God to do for you that the doctors can't? What do you need God to do for you that the bank can't? What do you need God to do for you that your family, your spouse, or your children can't? But God can. God can. Amen. The season of miracles. And you are in a position for a miracle. So don't settle for just as it is. And sometimes we get in that mode because we get comfortable just like it is, because sometimes the stretching kind of lets up and then we just kind of settle in and get comfortable. Well, it's just okay right now. Things are going good. I'm not going to upset the apple cart, so to speak. So don't settle for just as it is, because it is, but launch forth into the deep. The word tells us, launch forth into the deep. And he goes on to say, oh, yes, that is where it's at, in the deep. Wow. For you will go where the deep water is, the deep water of my healing. And so many times when we think of healing, we think of physical healing. But there's more people sitting in church pews today that have mental issues and things that are going on, mental illness and things going on in their bodies, in their mind, that creates havoc in their bodies. Amen. God not only wants to heal us physically, but that we are healed, body, soul, and spirit, and to be made whole. For you will go where the deep water is, the deep water of my healing, the deep water of provision, the deep water of my mercy, as you experience a new wave of my glory. So many times in life, as I said, we just settle for less than. I just might as well accept this is my lot in life. It's just the way my family is. It's just the way things are. But the devil is a liar. Amen. So I better be glad I'm doing just this good, because last year I wasn't doing quite as good, but I'm just glad I'm doing this good. Praise God, there's more. There's more. Amen. So Holy Spirit has said, don't settle for just it is, but launch into the deep. Amen. That's where it's at, in the deep, he says. The big fish are in the deep waters, not the shallow water. The deep waters where the big fish are at. Oh my goodness. And I just heard Holy Spirit say, you need to stop fishing in the shallow water. Maybe that's why there's nothing happening. You're changing your position. That's why we felt the shift last week. Your position has been changed. And I just heard Holy Spirit say, change your position. And as you change your position, you're going to launch out to the deep. And that's where the big fish are at. That's where the glory of God is going to be. You may be asking yourself, what's out in the deep, and what difference does it make that I go out there? Because there's healing out there. There's provision out there. Amen. So I would say to you, God is out in the deep. You may be standing an ankle deep in the river, but you were made for the deep. You were made for the deep waters of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You were not made just to settle and just to barely get by. But you were made for the deep waters. Amen. So you may be standing ankle deep in the water, but you were made for the deep. Psalms 42:7 tells us, deep calls to deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and your billows pass over me. I'm reminded of Ezekiel 47 when I'm reading this. And he was not standing on the ocean shore. He was led out into the water that originated from the temple door that became a river. And he started out in ankle-deep water. And as I began to study this, he walked over half a mile, just a half a mile, and he was already in the deep water. How many knows that it could be just your next step that you get into the deep water? It could be just one step. Amen? He started out in ankle-deep water. And then, just a half a mile later, he was in deep water. He stood in waist-deep water out into the width of the river from where he started. Some of you have started and then you've quit and you've given up too soon. And you're just playing around in the shallow water and nothing's happening. And he said, pick up, the shift is happening, get out into the deep. That's where the miracle is at. That's where my glory is at. That's where my provision is at. Yeah, people's going to think you're radical, but so what? Amen? It was like I said, somebody asked me if I was Pentecostal. I said, no, I'm a Christian. Oh, well, you're talking tongues as much as I can. Amen? So get out there and be radical. So at past that point, the deep awaited him. He was a river that could not be passed through. In other words, he was so immersed in it. And that's where everything begins to happen. And 47:9, the man leading Ezekiel told him that everything would live where this river went. You got some things dying in your life? It may be because you're in the shallow water. Amen. This river would supply fresh water, also known as living water, to the Dead Sea. The water would change the environment to that which was unsustainable now could be sustained. That's where it's at, church, the deep waters. And that's where things are going to change, and you're going to see things that you've never seen. Amen. Experience things that you've never experienced. Wow. Trees would grow on the river banks. The deep would be teeming with fish. Fishermen would gather them in their nets, bearing much fruit because of the living water flowing through the sanctuary. Ezekiel 47:9-12 tells us leaves of healing would grow on those trees. Where at? Out in the deep. Out in the deep water. So this is a picture of the deep, and this environment transpires. Transpires when we take a drink from the well of salvation that is Jesus. It all goes back to Jesus. Amen? That never-ending stream of water that's supplied to us from heaven. The rivers are deep and they are living waters. John 7:37-39 tells us. There's a call going forth for the body of Christ to go to the deep. So don't settle for just as it is, but launch forth into the deep. That is where it's at. The deep waters of my healing, of my mercy, as you experience a new way of my glory. And as we read there in Ezekiel 47, it's a prophetic picture that we just went over of what awaits you in the deep waters. Refuse to stay in the shallow waters. Believe bigger. Imagine more. Confess the word more. Begin to create that atmosphere for those deep waters to begin to happen in your life. Facets of God awaits us in the deep water. And as we plunge deeper into his presence, we'll see there's so much more of God that we've not seen yet. So much more of God that we've not seen yet. The secret place of the Most High God. It's a place where he abides. In him, the living water, we do, the fruit of the Spirit comes forth. It's a place where leaves once used to cover shame and sin are now thriving as leaves of healing. Because there's no more shame for the people of God out of the deep waters. The invitation has been given to the body of Christ in this hour. And this is the word that God, the Lord has given us this morning. As a church, we're standing on a platform. And even a couple of Sunday ago, God told us that we're standing on a platform of great opportunity. And everything that's happened this year in your life has placed you on a platform for this next year that's coming up, that you're going to be launched into the greatness that God has called you to. And you're going to see some things that you've prayed for and that you've longed for and that you've confessed. Amen. It's a platform for God said you're going to be launched into the deep, that this is a season for it, that this is the time for it. So we're standing on a platform of great opportunity, and we are being launched forward. So what has Holy Spirit been whispering into your ear for this upcoming year? What's he saying to you and your family? What's he been saying to you to get involved in the church? What's he saying to you in this season? What is he telling you to put your hands to for the kingdom of God? And he said, now is the great opportunity to launch into the deep. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word today. I thank you, Father God, that we refuse to settle where we're at, but we're hungry. We ask you to drop that spiritual hungerness in us, God, that we will be like the woman with the issue of blood, that we will press through whatever's around us to touch you. And as you are launching us into the deep, God, that you've called us not to be the same, that we refuse to be stagnated in the waters of self-pity and in the waters of anger and in the waters of unforgiveness and in the waters of a bad attitude and all those things. We refuse to stay there, Father, as you are lifting us higher to you, Father God, that you're showing us things that you've not shown us before, Father God, that you're taking us to that place, and we say, yes, Lord, we will ride with you. We will go where you are taking us, Father, as you are continually delivering us and setting us free from self, Father, and from our entitlements and all those things, God. That we were made for the deep, God. We thank you for this season of opportunity, God, that we're in, that it's a favorable time, that your miracles have settled upon us, God. That we're in a season, nothing missing, nothing lacking, more than enough, Father. Not only to be blessed, but to be a blessing, because that's what we're called to be. None of us are lone rangers by ourselves, God, but the platform that you've placed us on, God, we hook arms together as one body of believers, united to see the kingdom of God in this earth as it is in heaven. And we refuse to stand idly by, Lord, as your glory is here. We jump in. We jump in, Father God, without fear, without reservation. We jump into the deep, even now by faith, God. And we say, Lord Jesus, come. And do what you so long want to do. Oh, Father God, we receive this from you today, Father, knowing that there's nothing impossible with you. And we enlarge the places of our tent. We stretch them out, God, for the big hall. The big hall, Lord, the big hall. Not just financial, Lord, but souls being saved. The kingdom of God being advanced. The big hall of your gifts being used. Not just in the church, but outside of these walls, God. Oh, yes, Lord. This is a season that you're calling us to be radical and not to hold back, but to launch into the deep that we were already made for. And for that, we're thankful, Jesus. For that, we are thankful. Amen. Stand at your feet this morning. And I decree and declare over you that you are highly favored of God. And this is your season of opportunity. And that you're going to see miracles transpire in your life, in your family, and on your job. Everywhere your feet treads, God says, I'm going to open doors for you. Hallelujah. Your hands are anointed. Lay hands on the sick and they will recover. In Jesus' name, I speak to you today, church, that you were made for the deep. That you were made for the deep. And as we have spoken this word for today, we've created an atmosphere in this place, in your life. And as you go home, you begin to speak this word and begin to speak in your home. This is our season of opportunity. We are highly favored of God. Miracles are coming into this house. Ha. Oh, thank you for that, God. Thank you for that, God, that we create an atmosphere of your presence in our homes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that we are not settling for anything less than what you said was ours as your sons and daughters. That we're called and we're made for the deep. That we're called and that we're made for the deep. And this is the season of opportunity that we're walking in. And that we decree and declare that the wait is over. The wait is over. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen and amen. Praise the Lord.